Good morning. This is the pattern for Sunday, March Owls 2026. Let's start with the thing everyone's talking about, but nobody can quite define. Demna's Gucci debut happened in Milan, and it's confounded everyone seeking a clear answer to the billion-euro question, can he save Gucci? What we got instead was what Business of Fashion calls an urgent meditation on beauty and sex. Clear and attractive and hot, they wrote. More than anything else, hot. This is the third Gucci signal we've tracked this week. First, the casting of Vivian Wilson and Alex Consani. Then the post-show dinner with Demi Moore, Kate Moss, Emily Ratajkowski, and Paris Hilton. Now, the critical consensus. And the pattern emerging is fascinating. When luxury's biggest turnaround bet refuses easy legibility, when it deliberately avoids giving the market what it thinks it wants, you're watching either genius or an entire industry admitting it doesn't actually know what sells anymore. I'm leaning towards the latter, because it's not just Gucci. Milan's fifth day put brand identity front and center at Bottega, Veneta, Ferragamo, and Dolce & Gabbana. Everyone's asking the same question. Who are we? This isn't creative soul-searching. This is existential panic dressed up as artistic integrity. And whilst fashion asks who it is, it's also busy canonizing who it was. Momu in Antwerp is mounting an exhibition, marking 40 years since the Antwerp Six entered the world stage. When radical design gets museum retrospectives, it stops being radical. It becomes heritage. It becomes something to sell. Now pivot to tech, where a parallel identity crisis is playing out in a very different key. OpenAI just announced a Pentagon deal with what Sam Altman calls technical safeguards. This comes days after defending Anthropic to the same Pentagon, saying they shouldn't be designated a supply chain risk. We've tracked three AI ethics stories this week: Google and OpenAI employees backing Anthropic's red lines, the social media trap Anthropic built for itself, and now OpenAI simultaneously defending its competitor whilst announcing a competing defense contract. What we're watching is AI companies becoming each other's character witnesses to government. They're vouching for each other's ethics, like luxury houses vouching for competitors at LVMH. When your industry faces existential regulatory questions, solidarity becomes strategy. Meanwhile, in the part of culture that's just printing money, State Casino claims to process roughly 4% of all Bitcoin transactions. Bloomberg reports its popularity has been boosted by celebrities like Drake and influencers on Kick. Think about that number. Drake isn't just an influencer anymore. He's critical infrastructure for crypto liquidity flows. One celebrity is moving measurable percentages of an entire asset class through a gambling platform. And speaking of influence, Vogue reports a new AI influencer marketing agency called Devotion is here for what they're calling the post-follower era. Their pitch? The algorithm broke influencer marketing and they want to help brands get back on track. When follower counts stop mattering, someone will immediately sell you the next vanity metric. The game doesn't change, just the scoreboard. In entertainment, the Paramount acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery continues developing. Yesterday, we reported Netflix dropped out. Today, the mega deal sits at $111 billion. The streaming wars don't end with competition. They end when there's only one landlord left. And speaking of consolidation, Scream 7 launched to $97 million globally, whilst God of War gets its first live-action look on Prime Video, with Ryan Hurst as Kratos. When IP is the only guaranteed bet, you make more IP. So here's the pattern running through all of this. Fashion's biggest houses are asking, who are we? At the exact moment, tech companies are asking, who do we answer to? Both industries face the same crisis. Institutional identity matters again. Demna refuses clarity at Gucci. Ferragamo and Bottega obsess over brand identity in Milan. The Antwerp Six get museumified, and simultaneously, OpenAI and Anthropic suddenly care desperately about how the Pentagon perceives their character. In both sectors, the era of move fast and break things is over. Now it's define yourself before someone else does. The Pentagon is becoming fashion's new vogue. Government approval is the new cultural gatekeeping. And ethical positioning is becoming luxury branding. Watch for Pentagon approved to function like Condé Nast endorsed once did. It's coming. That's the pattern for today, before it's obvious. See you tomorrow.